CBB presents.
Oh, I got a live one here.
I am vengeance. I am the night. Alan Grant was played by Sam Neill. Dennis Nedry was played by Wayne Knight. Jurassic Park, ladies and gentlemen, live from an undisclosed location. Deep in the heart of Gotham City, it's who, me? An extremely true crime podcast with your host of many, many names. The Caped Crusader. The Dark Knight. Let's see, what else? The Winged Policeman. Matthew Mann, the Walking Bathroom, they call me. Yvette Nicole Batman.
Keep busting.
The Jaunty Batman. Oh, I got a little dog, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen. It's time to reveal the new dog on the show. Who, me? With the Batman. That's right. Alfred, did we get a dog?
Was that a dog?
I'm not sure. Either way, they're welcome.
Whatever it was, that's the reason I messed up the sound cue.
That's the reason. Yes. That's the reason. How are you, Alfred? It's good to hear your voice.
I'm very good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm happy. I'm clean.
You're clean.
Which is new. I took a shower right before the podcast. Yeah. I never do.
Your bat towel is a little bit loose there.
Sorry, I apologize. I very rarely use it. I'm usually so filthy in my giant rubber outfit. But no, I'm fresh and clean. I feel very nice. I feel happy about it.
Smell like Irish Spring, sir.
Thank you. Is that a soap?
It is.
I was just curious. I didn't know if it was...
It's also a season and a... location, but
oh, I guess I didn't mean like I meant like a metal spring, like an Irish metal Irish spring,
like a okay.
I was thinking of something completely different. I'm the Batman. Somebody killed my family, and I'm upset about it. That's the gist. How is everybody? We missed you. It's been a while. This was a leap month, February. We have a, it's a, there's an extra day and we still didn't get a show out on time.
That's right.
The Batman and Alfred killing it as usual. But our next guest is a little out there, if you ask me. More so than usual. Usually we have, you know, Crocodile Man or... men who run really fast for no reason and then choke people in Hawaii. But this one's a journalist, which means she can't be trusted. Is that right? I don't know if that's true or not. That sounds like a thing they say in movies. She's a journalist. She can't be trusted. She works for the Daily Planet alongside Clark Kent. We're going to talk about that a little bit. She's rumored to have dated Superman himself, Mr. David Superman. I think that's his name. We will ask. We will get to the bottom of it. Please welcome to the show Lois Lane, ladies and germs.
Thank you so much for having me, Batman.
It's so good to have you, Lois. Mind the bats. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I love bats. Honestly, they love me. Hey.
Oh, they do love you. Look at them. They're all so smitten.
Yeah, I interviewed Dracula once, and since then they were like, hey, we are obsessed with you.
I like this. That's so good to know. It seems like everyone's obsessed with you, Lois. Even the Man of Steel himself. We'll get into that. I gotta say right off the bat, it must suck to just the second they bring up your name. It's just everything Superman questions, right?
You know, and I I should, I know that I should feel grateful for it, because would anyone be reading my articles if it weren't for my quote unquote relationship? And we can get into the quotes later. But I'm like the Anderson Cooper of like Metropolis, you know, Everyone says that. I've traveled. I've interviewed world leaders, everyone from Gandhi. Shut up, Gandhi.
Is that him?
I'm sorry, tell Gandhi to shut up?
I told Gandhi to shut up. Tyler Perry and Rose McGowan.
All titans of the industry.
Yes. World leaders in my book.
I'm concerned that you're keeping Gandhi in your home in some sort of captive situation, but I'll move on.
I didn't know. He's here. He's overstayed his welcome. He can leave. He knows where the door is.
That is, truer words have never been spoken, Mahatma. Jeez. Is he backing up currently?
He finally left. He finally left, but he parked
did
a
not
freaking
know
forklift.
That Mahatma Gandhi was as skilled as at Foley as Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
He had a lot of time on his hands while he was here, so he picked up a few skills. And he's been trying to get me to write an article about him, and I'm like, no one cares anymore. You're dead.
Well, I think this is the part of the podcast where I should tell you that it is, in fact, not a podcast, Lois. Before you get yourself any deeper.
Oh, no.
Because you've been on the show for but moments. And you have been mean to either a dog or an old Indian man that is hiding in your home. But this is when I should tell you that this is, in fact, an interrogation as well.
What?
The gas.
The interrogator is being interrogated?
Correct.
Surprise.
Ooh, Alfred, get in on it, buddy. I like it. Alfred showered today, too.
Alfred coming in hot.
Give it to her, Alfred. Tell her. Tell her what. Tell her the trap. Whoa!
That's the actual Irish Spring.
Who knew? The tiny boner that makes such frequent appearances on our show was actually just a tiny Irish Spring. I am accusing you of killing my parents. I have three suspects. What? We've narrowed it down to three suspects.
What? Okay. I'm one of them?
You seem flabbergasted by this info.
Flabbergasted, hoodwinked, run amok. All of the above.
Yes, that's what you seem. It's either the Clown Prince of Crime, my arch nemesis, the Joker, which I don't know. It was either him, mm-hmm, Tony Shalhoub, television's Monk, or...
It could be Tony.
I don't think so, but I always throw it out there just in case. And the third one, you, Lois Lane.
What, me?
You. Yes, you.
Batman.
Who, me?
I didn't even know you had parents.
I do. I mean, how would I possibly not? Doesn't everybody have parents?
Well, I guess if you put it that way, yes.
Originally, yeah. I mean,
parents?
Do you not remember? Lois, I'm concerned. This interview has gone off the rails immediately. I'm very concerned for Lois Lane's well-being. She's trapped someone in her home. She won't say who it really is, because we all know Gandhi's dead.
I'll say for sure it is neither of your parents.
Thank you. Thank you. Question mark?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
They're on to you.
No, we're on to you. I am not accusing whatever's making that sound of anything. I am on suspicious silence, Lois. Suspicious silence.
She just looked at it and it died.
It's fine. It's okay. We'll get to the interrogation. We'll get to the hard part. Look, if you're in some kind of trouble, wink at the cat. Oh, she's winking. Wait, they're both winking. I'm very confused.
My wink is stronger.
I get it. Question number one in this interrogation, if you can take it seriously, but for a moment, because this, my friend, is the most serious, the accusation of murder. Mm-hmm. Question number one. Mm-hmm. Where is she?
She? Who is she?
I'll ask the questions here.
I'm sorry. I'm a journalist myself, so I'm not used to making answers. she is where she needs to be.
Wow. Okay. Asked and answered. Yeah. No, that sounds right. So I'm going to move on.
Sounds like an empowering statement,
right?
Thank you. Happy Women's History Month.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Wow, that blew me away. Question number two. I'll just get right along with it. I'm sorry I'm wasting your time, Lois.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know Clark is Superman, right? I just wanted to point that just right off the bat. You gotta know.
I've had my suspicions. But I will say that I don't think so, because they both fucked very differently.
So you're admitting here that you have had sex with both Clark and Superman.
Cat's out of the bag.
Correct,
the
it is.
Cat's out of the bag.
literally.
Yes.
It's out of the bag and in the cave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I will say both are adequate lovers, but one almost killed me. The other did not.
I'm going to assume during sex, you mean, and not just like murder. Because if it was murder, I might go Clark.
Yes.
But if it's just straight force of, during sex, it might be Superman, because he is all powerful and you are but a human.
Yes. No, I will say it is quite suspicious to me that every time I make the whoopee with Clark Kent, he puts on this glowing green condom. But it works.
I'm guessing that's a kryptonite condom or the Green Lantern Trojan is doing some weird stuff and he's in a closet watching. And you're getting cucked and you didn't know it.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Lois.
It wouldn't be the first time. I have
You truly are a woman about Metropolis.
I truly am. And not just Metropolis, the world.
My apologies. I'm so sorry. I forgot that you're such a jet setter.
I am.
Your original comic was called Lois Lane, Girl Reporter. doesn't that suck?
I mean, no lies were told. I was a young girl at the time. I started journalizing when I was 7. So yes, I was a girl reporter.
Everyone loves a girl reporter. Everyone loves a kid reporter. They think it's funny that a kid has a mic and is concerned.
Until they start saying truthful things.
Yeah. And then, or they have to lie to said child and then they feel terrible.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Gosh, I'm just realizing, yes, most of these questions involve Superman, and that's the worst.
Wow.
You're like the Kelly Rowland of the DC universe.
Which...
Just meaning like all she ever gets asked about is Beyonce.
Is Beyonce, yes. When she is in fact her own artist.
Yeah, has albums out and they're like, you have a new album out. What's Beyonce doing?
Exactly. And also some people say she's bigger than Beyonce in Japan.
Those people might be insane.
Well, I would just like, for the record, to state that I am bigger than Superman in Japan.
The bold statement, Lois. Bold.
I said it. And it is on the record.
You heard it here first. In Japan, Lois Lane, more respected than the Superman. I like that. It's about time.
It is.
Behind... Bless you. You got a little, you see what you got there? A little respect horn.
Do it one more time. Play it one more time for me.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's the respect horn.
Mm-hmm. That's the Daily Planet twirling around in Japan's TV screens.
Yeah, and it turns the other way in Japan.
Yeah, it's true.
Like toilet water.
Yeah, just like... Australia. Question number three, and I hate to be crass right off the bat. Do you get it? Because I'm the Batman. You won a Pulitzer Prize. Mm-hmm. How do you have sex with Superman? Is it
okay? All right. Well, I'm going to answer this question only because. Not enough people ask it.
Oh.
But I would like to get back to my Pulitzer. So, what happens is Superman leaves on his cape. And then I rip off his panties. And I let him stick it anywhere. But that's not all. You know that song by that rapper who I can't think of?
Yes.
I love that song.
Love that song.
Well, he coined the phrase Superman that hoe. Well, I coined the move because I jizzed on his back and then put his cape onto it. And then he flew off butt-ass naked into the night. And that's how we do it every time.
That was the sexiest moment we've ever had on the podcast. I'm not going to lie. It very rarely gets sexy here. Very rarely. It's a dark, damp cave, but it got extremely sexy for a minute there.
Batman, you have sex.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have. I like it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's better than criting fime, as they say.
So you're flustered.
Great. Well, you asked me a very personal question. Can I ask you a personal question?
I'll allow it.
Okay. Now, you asked me how I have sex with Superman. The girls are wondering, does the Batman fuck upside down? Like a bat.
When I was younger, yes.
Well, let me put on the music for you, sir.
Thank you, Alfred. I was waiting. When I was younger, yes. I had a real firm butt, nice leg muscles. I used to hang upside down and do all sorts of silly things. My favorite thing is to get weird upside down. But now, I'm an old man. And it hurts to do things like that. So, I let Robin do the fucking. And I just watch in the corner in my cuck chair. Does that answer your question? Do the ladies feel satisfied?
Yes. Satisfied is a word for it. Yes, but thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're
welcome,
boss.
Do you mind if I report that in the paper?
Not at all.
All right.
I will go on record. I used to get weird, but I don't no more. Question number four. Mm-hmm. Lois, you have been portrayed by many a great performer in the past. Mm-hmm. Margot Kidder. Mm-hmm. Terry, the incomparable Terry Hatcher.
Oh, love Terry Hatcher.
Rachel Brosnan. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Look at you, Lois. Erica Durance, Bitsy Tulock, Phyllis Coates, Noelle Neal, Alexandra Daddario, Kate Bosworth, Megan Fox, Dana Delaney, Alice Lee, Christina Hendricks, Tara Strong, Laura Bailey, Natalie Morales, Valeria Galino, Maria Bamford. I love that. Shelley Thompson, Shelley Miscavige? That doesn't seem right. Gray Delise, Anne Heche, Paget Brewster, and Amy Acker, Leslie Ann Warren, Alex G. Zoll, Serena Irwin, Lorelei King, Sanaya Sani, Julia Bennett, Lori Ayers, Mary McDonald, Joan Alexander, Jindy McSwain, Olivia McDuvia, and Rebecca Romaine Lettuce. That's a lot of people.
I would say 55% of those names were made up.
Honestly, truthfully, only one. Shelley Miscavige. I don't know how Shelley Miscavige got in there. But she's been, I'm just glad we found her. I don't know if she's, but every single one of those is true, other than Shelley Miscavige. That was a mistake. No. But if you could have anyone play you in a film, who would you like it to be?
I would probably say the one who knows me best, and that is Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi, correct. Yeah, that is the computer correct sound.
Yes. You nailed it.
You'd be surprised how much Gandhi comes up on this show recently, but never in this capacity. Also, you're the first interviewer that has ever admitted to holding a live captive mid-interview.
Again,
so I'm just saying, suspicious.
He can leave when he wants. He has a key. He can go. But
so you're saying he chooses to stay, and yes. All right. So you want Gandhi to play Lois Lane?
Yes, yes. Let's really just break the stereotypes. Let's really just push boundaries when it comes to who is fucking Superman. Because if you think about it, isn't Superman fucking us all?
Wow, I never really thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, that's, wow. You know what I noticed also in doing this research is not a black Wonder Woman, not a black Lois Lane in sight.
No.
Damn. No. How does that not happen?
And Lois Lane is black.
Yeah, correct. Canonically.
Canonically, she is black.
Strange. Get better, DC Universe. I mean, get better, Batman. We didn't put out a show in Black History Month, I'm just realizing. Oh, no.
Well, or maybe you were making space. You were making space.
That's right. We have a Black Lois Lane the day after Black History Month. Yes. Great move, Batman.
You were leaving the podcast space open for other podcasts. You were amplifying black voices.
I was too busy being an ally.
Yes, exactly.
Question Batman, number
the
five.
The richest of allies.
Correct. That's what you need on your side is a rich, crazy person. Mm-hmm. Always. Question number five. Did you know that you were inspired by a real human named Nellie Bly or Elizabeth Cochran? She was a pioneer in investigative journalism. She started to write for local papers when she was just 15 years old and eventually goes on to undercover in a mental institution. And she took a trip around the world in less time than her tenacity and skill inspired Lois Lane's character.
I did not know that I was inspired by her, but I do know who she is. And one of the reasons I know who she, well, what I learned about her many moons ago. And then Ryan Murphy created a character for her in one of the,
is this true?
The American Horror Stories. Yes.
Good for him.
Yes, he did. In American Horror Story Asylum. Mm-hmm.
No, that sounds about right. There you go. Character. Didn't realize that that was based after you. Mm-hmm. That's yes. amazing. Maybe Kim Kardashian could play you, or oh, Emma Roberts, no. or Jeff Hiller.
I would take Emma over Kim. Have I would take seen? Chloe over Kim.
Oh, me too. Who wouldn't? Who Great wouldn't? Choice. Yeah. Chloe's the only one with a real heart.
It's small and shriveled, but it's real.
It's like a raisin heart, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it's there. Well, I'm amazed that you knew who this was. I'm so happy you knew who this was, and I'm glad that she's getting that little Nellie Bly is getting the respect she deserves.
Yes. Well, I mean, Batman, I am well who, read. Yes, Batman.
Thank you. Who, me?
Batman.
That bell means it's time for Alfred's question of the day.
Alfred.
Yes, that's right. What do you believe is the state of journalism today in the city of Metropolis versus the city of Gotham City? And what can we all do to improve matters?
Ooh, a two-parter. Well,
what a deep question.
I've been thinking about it for days.
It is.
You could tell.
It is the. I mean, print is dead. I can't remember the last time I've seen an actual newspaper, and everything that you see online, none of it is real.
We use newspapers. We line the Batcave with newspapers for the guano.
We have quite a guano problem in the Batcave, so most of the newspapers we buy out. We're kind of keeping them in business.
Oh, well, bless you, but I just take the time to read it as well.
No one sneezed, but thank you. I'll save it for another time.
Excellent, quick.
Thank you. Thank you, Alfred.
I would say that, honestly, I don't think there's a real journalist alive.
What is this? Congratulations, you're the only journalist left.
Thank you. It's hard. My job is very, very difficult.
Is this because journalism is dead metaphorically, or because you've murdered all journalists and are hiding them in your home and not allowing them to leave, even though you say you give them keys?
Batman, you know too much.
Oh, see, that sounded like a sick baby. Gandhi needs help. Someone give that man a treat.
He'll be fine.
That
He'll
noise fine. Said, help me, if I've ever heard one.
That was a noise of call the police.
Well, the police and I are good friends.
They hate me because I'm a vigilante.
Yeah. Yes.
Question number 7. Did you know this about yourself, Lois Lane? During a surprising villainous turn, Lois Lane went up against Clark Kent's mother and lost.
Beat your ass.
Care to explain?
Well, first of all, is it that surprising that I'm a little bit villainous? Just a little bit. I'm a journalist after all. I'm very self-serving. And I make my own truth. And yes, I did fight his mom, but she was wrong. She was wrong. I was correct. She was like, she wanted to be.
Are you
like,
choking? Okay. Are you currently choking an animal?
No,
we have had every villain from your universe on this show, and I have never been more sure that I am talking to a murderer than I am during the Lois Lane interview.
I am. My hands are in clear view. I'm not doing anything. Gandhi, shut your mouth. Anyway, so here's what happened. So Clark's mother got a puppy, and we said, no, you shouldn't get a puppy. You're an old lady. And she got the puppy anyway. And then she was like, hey, would you mind watching this puppy for us? And we were like, rude. We'll watch it for how long? We don't know. And so we took the puppy. And then she was like, hey, keep that puppy. I'm getting a different puppy. And we were like, this is toxic.
Yeah, not having it.
I'm the only one who had the cojones to say anything. And then she slapped me. And then I kicked her in the fucking face.
Which she deserved. You don't do that.
You don't do that.
If you want a pet, you get the pet. You take the pet.
You get the pet. You get the pet. Gandhi, please.
I'm concerned for Mahatma Gandhi.
He's fine. He's absolutely fine.
You keep... Sorry, one moment. I'm getting a message from the afterlife.
Did he just float to heaven?
I just floated to heaven for a moment.
Welcome back.
I'm back. Gandhi's up there. I saw Gandhi while I was in heaven. So I don't know who that is, but it's not Mahatma Gandhi. You can't fool the biggest interrogator in the world. I know that's not Gandhi, but we'll continue. Question number 8. I've said it before and I'll say it again until I gain something from it. James Gunn is a true American hero. Is it 100% true that you will play the first Black Lois Lane in the new James Gunn movie? Please tell me this is true.
I can neither confirm or deny that as...
Probably the right answer, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yes, there are strict rules about it, but...
It seems time. I like Rachel Brosnan. This is a side story. I used to live in Valley Village, California.
Oh, Batman, you did?
Yeah, for a little bit. And and a couple houses down. This is before I moved. This is my old house. A couple houses down was the house that they shot the Marvelous Miss Maisel exteriors at. So... There's just a giant sign outside the house with the logo of the Marvelous Miss Maisel that says that they shoot it there. And I always thought that was braggy and strange.
That is strange. And what's also strange, Batman, is that...
Oh, me?
You lived so close to this place where Tony Shalhoub worked, which brings us back to our initial question.
Who's trying to get me to think it's Tony Shalhoub right now? The person with a man on their ground, on the ground in their room, off camera that we can't see.
I'm just being an investigative journalist and putting the pieces together, Batman. You can't blame me for that.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
I forgot that was originally a Lois Lane quote.
Yes. Diddy stole it from me, and he's getting his comeuppance.
Among other things, he's having a rough 2024.
It's about time.
I guess that's what happens when you do absolutely horrible things 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It'll all come back. But then also continue to do them throughout.
And never stop. And
he blew up Kid Cudi's car. I was there on the scene. First to report.
Why didn't you do anything?
Oh, no, I wrote about it.
Okay, good. Now I feel like you've implicated yourself. And like now I kind of think you blew up Kid Cudi's car a little bit.
Why would I blow up Kid Cudi's car? Honestly, love the kid.
Why would anyone blow up Kid Cudi's car?
That's a great question. You'll have to ask Sean Combs.
He is the guest next week, which is odd.
I'm Diddy.
He's already here.
He's in the green room.
He's waiting to go on. Diddy, quiet.
I'm Diddy.
I said quiet, Sean Puff Daddy Combs. I don't want to hear you 3 or 4 more times throughout the show.
It's so delightful.
I'm Diddy.
Diddy?
Are you holding Diddy hostage?
Whoa, look. Are you holding Diddy hostage? The interrogator versus the interrogator. I can't believe that Lois Lane is my most formidable adversary. Formidable? I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm a fine writer.
I'm not your adversary, Batman. We're friends.
You talk like Catwoman a little
bit. Well, she and I are friends.
I did not know that. You shouldn't be friends with villains, Lois. Well,
I'm sorry. To be fair, your view of villains is not my view of villains. Selena is just doing her best. She steals stuff. We all steal stuff. She's the klepto. So, oh, no.
Would you say Osama bin Laden was just doing his best?
On this podcast, absolutely not.
It's okay. No one's listening.
No, of course not. Of course not.
No. Osama bin Laden might be listening, actually, come to think of it. I feel like he would have liked it, this podcast.
I think so, too.
Found a lot
I'd like
of weird...
to think him and Gandhi are listening up.
There is never a darker moment in your life when at 2 a.m. you stumble across a list of things that was on Osama bin Laden's computer when they found him and you go like, well, he didn't have terrible taste. Question number 9. This one is a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
You have been warned.
Okay.
This question has 2 distinct parts. Each must be taken individually and with equal import. Please do not ignore this message or we will all die.
Did you hear that?
I did hear it. Yes.
If you didn't, we'll all die.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you, Lois. You're so calm, cool, collect. You have the demeanor of a journalist. Nothing seems to faze you. Mm-hmm. Even being caught with a man in your home. Hey! Diddy? Oh, no, I thought that was Diddy.
No, it's the one I have.
Sorry.
I'm Diddy!
Diddy! That's what good. Did I say? Get back in the box. Back in the Diddy box.
You remember
where
how
he
many
belongs.
Do you remember how many parts this question has?
Do you remember how many parts this question has?
2.
It's a two-parter.
It's a two-parter.
Very good.
Yes.
Just you've been warned.
That was not one of the two.
That was not. This is the first question.
Okay.
If you, Lois Lane, were to forget about journalism and become a dark knight like myself, meaning you were to spend your own money and construct a costume with the intention of fime criting at night.
Mm-hmm.
What would your identity be? How would you manifest? What would your character be, Lois?
Oh, what a great question. I would probably be the gray lady.
Ooh.
Yes. And I would just be covered in the New York Times.
So just like wet newspaper?
Wet newspaper, correct. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It seems like you're judging.
No, not at all. I'm just thinking, like, hypothetically, you could do anything you want, and you mm-hmm. said, I'm going to cover myself in wet newspaper.
Says the bat.
Ubi?
Did we lose her audio?
Oh, wait, did we lose you for a second? Oh, my goodness. I think she's might be murdering someone. Alfred, this is the most terrifying moment.
This is terrifying. Her mouth is moving. Nothing is coming out. Not even Gandhi's scream.
I see a lot of blood. One moment. We'll be right back.
Boys, we're back!
Wait, what was that?
I hired this voice actor to welcome us back from.
Oh, thank you very much. Could he do it again, please? Sure, could he one more time?
It will cost us money, but
that's fine.
Okay,
boys, we're back!
Thank you very much.
He's kind of sexist.
And that's okay. And we're back. We're sorry. There was a murder.
Don't worry about it.
There was a murder off camera, and she's trying to deny it.
No. I'm sorry. Is there blood on my face? Is there blood on my face?
You are drenched in blood. Oh, you look like Carrie.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Dripping off Lois mouth Lane. And lips.
Lois Lane, not a journalist, a murderer.
Both can be true, Batman.
I apologize for judging your superhero choices. I'm just afraid that in some sort of fight, a wet newspaper might not stop a bullet or a laser. I'm just concerned.
Have you ever done paper mache? It's like paper mache.
I understand. I've done a little decoupage myself. but I just think I would pick some sort of heavier armor. That's just me. That's just a man with $300 million talking. That's all.
Is that your net worth?
No, I just due to if you Google it, you can be Batman if you have $300 million. Mm. If you have $300 million, you can finance being a Batman in real life. Mm. How much it would cost.
You can afford things like this.
Yes, at least according to these calculations that my computer has done.
We spent a lot of that on the calculator.
Yes, the bat calculator, it was over $14 million. I don't know why.
It just looks like a T9.
It's a T9, but it's just like all, it's like a little bit bigger. They added a B and an A to before it, so it says Bat 9 now. Like, it's not even that cool.
Second investment.
Second part of the two-parter. Mm-hmm. Which Ninja Turtle do you think has the most money saved up somewhere?
Ooh, Raphael.
Wrong. Donatello.
Well, I guess he is the most responsible.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you were wrong.
I was wrong. I fucked Raphael once, so.
Every time it gets sexy, the music comes on immediately here. Please tell us about sex with Raphael the Ninja Turtle, Lois Lane.
Well, just to be clear, he was an adult by the time, no longer teenage. And it was wet. It was very just wet and damp and you'd think that a hard shell would be sexy, but it's more cumbersome than anything.
It's funny, I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, we have different tastes.
So. To each their own.
To each their own.
Well, I'm glad you waited until he was of age.
Yes, of course.
That is kind of
course, I'm not a monster.
The jury's still out on that, Lois. I'm not going to lie. I do not believe you. Question number 10. Mm-hmm. Where is she?
Where she's supposed to be.
Okay, that was the same answer, but because it was so direct and so positive and so 2024, I'm going to give it to you. Bonus you. Trick question. Did you kill my parents that night in Crime Alley? Was that you? Was
no,
it you?
No. Okay. I would never.
All right. I believe you.
My victim is really just going at it right now.
Careful. It seems like he's trying to gnaw at the floor in order to escape. Oh, look at him, little Gandhi. Well, since whoever is trapped in your home is not of my concern, and my parents were only my only real concern, I am not going to call the police or press this any further. I'm just going to assume you didn't do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And if you could just keep this to yourself.
Okay. Well, no sweat.
As long as you recorded yourself saying it.
Yes.
And we can put it out.
Oh, dang it. Bested at my own game.
Now, I'm the journalist.
Diddy,
sit down. Stupid little Diddy. All right. Let's wrap her up this week. Once again, I apologize. I apologize for not really talking about true crime in any way. I promise to get better and stay vigilant in my unwavering promise to protect the night from shadows. I would also like to give a special bat shout out to the Samuels family, who I met in a Claire's at the Westfield Fashion Mall. I love you guys. I miss you. Get in touch, please. Let's meet up at Claire's at the Westfield Fashion Square Mall once again. That was real nice. Alfred, you got any bat plugs you want to put in your butt there?
Sure. Watch Destroy All Neighbors. You can rent it on Apple or Amazon Prime or on Shudder.
I like it.
It has a wonderful soundtrack.
I agree. Lois, do you have anything you want to plug?
Sure. There's going to be a fun little show in April 1st, called Corinne Does White Guys. Really fun lady who is going to do all white male characters, even though she's a black woman. It's at UCB Franklin at 5:30 on April 1st.
I'll be there. Is this an April Fool's joke?
No.
Are you trying to lure the Batman? No. Okay, good. I can't wait to see that. That sounds fantastic. I wanted to give a shout out to the... I'm blanking. I'll do it again next show. I want to give a shout out to CBB World and Scott Aukerman and everybody involved in the show. And these guys... Alfred, do you know these guys that are making these Comedy Bang Bang action figures? Have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
They're absolutely amazing. I'll give them very a shout out next time when I remember. They're very cool. They made me laugh. We love everybody. We love... people, and we love you for listening. You are very kind. Once again, remember, I am justice. I am fear. You never hear the phrase, as cool as a puppeteer. Stay thirsty, my friends. We love you, Lois. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Alfred, I'm pretty sure she has a man in her home that she's going to murder. And Mahatma Gandhi's dead.
Dead as a doornail.
Diddy? Diddy, calm down.
I'm Diddy!
Diddy!
God.
Diddy, what did I tell you? Be quiet, Diddy!
I'm Diddy!
Diddy?
That's the only thing he says.
Diddy, stay thirsty, Diddy! Stay thirsty, my friend.
Oh.